Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
It is movie day on The Takeaway, and I said earlier that if you're only going to watch one award show, you might want to think about watching the Golden Globes, because if you're looking for pure entertainment value, very often the Golden Globes is kind of where celebrities let their hair down. This is Ricky Gervais, who hosted it last year, and Ricky Gervais, his comedy is well known to kind of push the envelope.
Well done, Winslet. I told you, do a Holocaust movie, the awards come, didn't I? See? Trouble is with Holocaust films, there's never any gag reel on the DVDs.
That's Ricky Gervais congratulating last year's Golden Globes winner, Kate Winslet. We're joined now by Dana Dixon. Dana Dixon, well acquainted with the Globes and TV shows, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, both with some guidance to the Golden Globe nominees and who might be the winner. But let's start with Ricky Gervais. Nobody was completely offended by Ricky Gervais's comedy from the podium last year. Clearly, since he's returning this year, but Rafer, are we expecting him to maybe push it a little further?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's really good at that. He's very good at uncomfortable humor, and I think that should sort of add a little spice to the proceedings. I've been interested in the fact that both James Cameron and Kathryn Bigelow are both going up against each other for Best Picture and Best Director, their ex-husband and wife.
Right.
So I keep wondering if Ricky Gervais is gonna go there.
That's a really good question. The Golden Globes are also known for those kind of sometimes uncomfortable, funny moments as well. This is a clip from the 1998 show. Christine Lotti, if you remember, won for Best Actress in Chicago Hope.
Paging Ms. Lotti, Ms. Christine Lotti. Is she here? Christine, I'm not leaving until you come get this, because I know you want this, and I'm so proud of you for winning this. And she's in the ladies' room.
Thank you. I was just flushing the toilet, and someone said, "You won," and I thought they were joking, and I thought, what a terrible joke.
Delana,
they have a mic in the bathroom there at the Golden Globe?
She was running out. Delana, what is it about the Golden Globes that kind of makes them, less formal, more likely to, cut up?
Well, I'm sure it's pretty much due to the alcohol. So a lot of people are going to be running to the bathroom. Renee Zellweger had to do the same thing. But it's Hollywood's party of the year. There are a lot of fun antics. People let their hair down. So people are going to be giving ridiculous speeches. They're going to poke fun at one another. And maybe they won't even be able to accept their award like Edie Falco, who had laryngitis in 2000.
There'll be a lot of NBC talk, I think. It's on NBC, too, so that'll be strange.
Well, let's get right to the nominees here. And I'm going to get your predictions one after the other. Let's start with Rafer. We've got Best Motion Picture in the Drama category. First, who should win this?
If it were me picking, I would say it should be... I guess I would say Avatar, given the competition. I think Avatar, the scope of that movie, the ambition of that movie is pretty undeniable to me. But I think that Up in the Air has got the edge. I think that's got the critical momentum, and I think that's the one that's going
to
win.
Okay, let's now go on to actress in a drama. Delana, give me your prediction here. Who should win this?
I think that it's finally going to be Glenn Close. I mean, she's definitely been doing amazing in Damages, and I think that this is her year. Now, we all know that we love Anna Paquin, and True Blood is a great show, but let's mix it up a little, and it's going to be a cable show, so...
Yeah, so you're not going to go with the Sandra Bullock. Okay, let's go on to actor in a drama. Rafer, who should win?
Actor in a drama, I am going to say the person that should win is Colin Firth. I think there's absolutely no chance he's going to get that. But yeah, he was in A Single Man. To me, that is the most incredible performance of the entire year. But again, I think George Clooney is going to take that one for Up in the Air.
He's always an awards favorite. All right.
He is.
Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Delana, who should win this?
Well, I'm going to go with TV because that's my specialty. So I'm going to say for television, when it comes to TV movies, it's definitely going to be an HBO show. I'm going for Grey Gardens. Jessica Lange, Drew Barrymore, definitely. There's no competition.
You're nodding. Do you agree?
I'm a good call. I think it's a good call, yeah.
Okay, so now let's go on to Best Performance by an Actress in a Musical Comedy. This is kind of full. We've got Sandra Bullock, we've got Julia Roberts, and we've got Meryl Streep twice, and Marion Cotillard in Nine. Rafer, what do you think?
I think Meryl Streep is going to win that for Julie and Julia. I think that performance was so great, and she was so sort of daffy and lovable and wonderful in that film. I think she seems to be a shoo-in for that. I mean, the only competition, I think, would be herself.
For It's Complicated.
I mean, you know, Julie Roberts in Duplicity, I don't really think so, but it'll be nice if she's there at the award show.
Yeah, they got to kind of get Julie Roberts back in here somehow. Delana, what do you think? I mean, you think Meryl Streep will win or Meryl Streep?
I'm going to stick with Meryl Streep, but you know what? I'd love to see Sandra Bullock get an award. She did two great movies. You know, she did The Blind Side, and she did The Proposal. So you did a little comedy and family film, so why not?
All right, let's do the trivia on the way out. Speaking of all of that, bearing in mind it's TV and movies, who is the most nominated performer in the Golden Globes, and how many did this performer win?
I'm going to take a guess that it's Alan Alda.
Delana?
I have absolutely no clue. So I'm going to stick with you.
It's actually an easy one. We have somebody on the internet who's already answered the question. It's Meryl Streep. 25 nominations. 25 nominations.
What's interesting is
she's
number two.
She's won six times.
Do you know who's won? Who's in second place?
Who?
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon.
Well,
oh, look
no
at
kidding.
That. Yeah. I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, too. Thank you so much. That's Delana Dixon and Rafer Guzman, film critic at Newsday. Delana Dixon is our takeaway television contributor.
On the way out, we're asking you to imagine, just imagine for a second that you were Conan O'Brien. You're on your way out of a job, maybe, and you had the opportunity to say a thing or two about your bosses that could be heard by millions. Today, we're asking you to give us a short on the way out the door monologue to your boss. Nothing abusive. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. On our website, you can also read a very serious dispatch by an aid worker working in Port-au-Prince. Lots to see at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Happy Friday, folks. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.